Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh yeah, Darius Slay? Well, guess what? We don't want you anyway. Look, come on. Took me in a half hour to come up with that one. It is Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Great to be back. I didn't go anywhere, but great to be back on a Thursday. And we are joined in the first segment by Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns. Mickey, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Joe.
Let's start. Several things to talk with you about, but let's start with the Real ID, which, you know, we talk so much about the Real ID and the lead up to the deadline. Now, here it is in the news again. And for those without a Real ID, it's going to cost you next time you want to get on a plane.
Sure, Joe. It's a very important update. As you know, we've talked about this for a very long time to prepare for the May 7th deadline. But for anyone who's planning to fly from airports, as you may have heard, the TSA has announced a new policy. So beginning next year, February 1st, 2026, passengers who attempt to fly without, you know, any acceptable form of federal compliant identification. So, Joe, that would be like a Real ID, a U.S. passport. Don't forget, you can use a passport, or our enhanced version will be subject to a non-refundable $45 fee at the airport checkpoint. So this is significant, Joe, because the prior practice was, and it was stated, travelers without a Real ID, they would just get, you know, they would go and get enhanced screening or a warning. But under this new policy, if you show up without a Real ID compliant license or any other accepted ID, you may have to pay that fee and complete an identity verification process before you can board. So that's a significant change in their process.
Oh my gosh, Mickey! To me, that sounds like it's going to be even more of a hassle if you get in if you get behind someone without a Real ID at the airport. Now they have to fish for $45.
Yeah, and you know what? TSA does a great job. We work very closely with them. But what I'm encouraging people to do, so when you renew your license, it's $64.50. With the real ID, it would still be $64.50. And, of course, we do non-ID, so people who don't drive anymore, for $10. But if you get the enhanced, the upgrade, that would be $30. Should be $94.50. So not to confuse people, you can go to erie.gov/clerk. It's much better to come in to a local DMV. You do have to come in. You cannot do this transaction online. Even if you're off cycle, meaning maybe you renewed your license, you have a standard driver's license that's not real ID compliant or enhanced, we can process it off cycle. We can upgrade you for $12.50. So normally it takes about 2 weeks to get that license from Albany. However, you do get a paper version when you walk out of the local DMV. So, you know, I was on David earlier and we were just discussing some of the identification that you need that we've always talked about. Original birth certificate. It can't be a hospital birth certificate. Original Social Security card. Remember, these are federal standards that you need in order to be compliant. This is a federal ID. This was passed by Congress and the federal government after 9/11. So once again, we wanted to make sure that this is a very important update, because if you're planning, you can come into one of our auto bureaus, and we encourage, instead of paying this, you know, the $45, you know, to TSA, it's a non-refundable fee. I think it's a better investment to get either a real ID, either process your license, upgrade it off cycle, or get the enhanced for an extra $30.
Mickey, you mentioned the documents and how you need the originals that can't be a copy of. So, you know, I'm sure this happens at the DMV all the time. Someone will walk in and they want a real ID or something, and they have the wrong birth certificate. How does someone go and get that? Say they've misplaced their Social Security card or their birth certificate. How do they order the duplicate so they can bring it into the DMV?
Sure. So there's a couple ways, Joseph. We'll give an example. We'll use the city of Buffalo. So you get your birth certificate where you were born. So we'll use Buffalo as an example. You would go to the 13th floor of City Hall. You could talk to the city clerk. They would give you a certified copy of your birth certificate, which you would need. So wherever you were born, that's where you would get your birth certificate. You could go online and get a copy of your Social Security card, or you can bring a tax form in. As long as it has the full Social Security number, that document, you can utilize that. And these, once again, these are not our, you know, our rules, our regulations. You know, if you can't get in, once again, you can get a passport. A passport will get you on a plane. But a Social Security card, you know, like I said, two different proofs of address and residency. It could use a utility bill, a postmarked mail bill, not bulk mail, a bank or credit card statement. But probably the easiest thing to do, Joe, is go to erie.gov/clerk, or you can even talk to a real person at 858-8864. And we'll get you that information before you come in. And, of course, as we always state, make an appointment. If you go to erie.gov, if you need extra help. You know, one of the things that I think we've done a pretty good job is, if you've had a name change, if someone was married, maybe your wife was looking to come in, Joe, she would have to bring in her marriage certificate. Now, once in a while, a Smith marries a Smith and you hit the lottery. That's great news. So you wouldn't need to but that doesn't happen too often. A few times in South Buffalo it happens. You know, so you would want to bring in that marriage certificate, or if you were divorced, you'd have to show the name change. So once again, these are federal rules, federal regulations. We want to be as helpful as possible. Go into that erie.gov/clerk and go into the Auto Bureau tab. Or once again, call our clerk's outreach center, 858-8864, between 9 and 5. There's a human being there. You're not talking to AI, and we'll help you through the process.
And Mickey, you said something earlier, very important, because we've stressed this every time we've talked about it, and I thought it was common knowledge, but I talked to someone yesterday who I find to be a smart person, but did not know. An enhanced license is a real ID, correct?
That is correct. So only United States citizens can get an enhanced license. That license can be utilized to get into a federal building, obviously to go across the border to get into Canada. So only U.S. citizens can get an enhanced license. So if you pull out your license, if you're listening now to Joe, and there is a flag you're fine. You're in good shape. Even if you have a mark on there, a real ID would not get you into Canada. However, it would get you on a plane. So you'll be real ID compliant. So I know the way they rolled this out, it's a little confusing, but yes, if you have that flag, you have the enhanced, you're in good shape. Or if you have a valid passport, that would be good enough to get you on a plane. So I know that we'll be talking about this more, but you know, for $45, it's non-refundable. Once you utilize it, there could be some additional verification, enhanced screening or warning, you know, identity verification process. That's a lot to go through when you're traveling, you're under stress. It's best to probably get this done prior to traveling. And we can get you, you know, you get in, we're open 6 days a week. We're open on Saturdays at two locations. We can get you taken care of. We have various times. And if you go to erie.gov, you can see all of our locations. You can see all of our times. And once again, I think we've made it pretty user-friendly to help people. But, you know, sometimes documents are important, and having certified original documents will help you get through the transaction much quicker.
All right, Mickey, other news taking place that is going to involve the DMV, might involve the DMV taking your license, is the point system is changing in New York State. And not only is it changing how many points in so many months could get your license suspended, but now those every day, well, shouldn't be every day, but those things that, let's say, people get pulled over for every day are going to be more points, more likely to lead to a license being suspended.
Yeah, there was a major driver point system reform that began, that's going to probably begin in 26, following the governor's 2023 state initiative focusing on improving road safety and reducing high-risk drivers on New York roadways. As you know, being a former assembly member, it went to the state register and it was formally adopted in November of 2024. It went to the state registry in July. So these things take some time, but you say to yourself, why does this matter, Joe? And points on your license aren't just numbers. They can lead to a license suspension or revocation. Your insurance, we all know how high insurance is in New York State. Insurance companies may also use point totals when determining your premiums. That's not good. And, you know, we want people to stay compliant, safe, and informed. However, this new point system can obviously lead to some changes that really could impact you. And as I stated, it could lead to license suspension or revocation. So you're going to get points now for violations where that used to be none. The good news is, you know, things like, and I do believe in this, that if you have to be, it's a privilege to drive. If you leave the scene of a crash when someone is injured, that's going up from 3 to 5 points. Speeding in a work zone, that's going you know, that's going up to 8 points. And then passing a stop school bus, you know, you got a little one, that goes from 5 to 8. The best thing to do is follow the rules. Do the best that you can. Do not have distracted driving. And literally the big one, Joe, is, and we have the holidays coming up. We've got Christmas. We've got Christmas parties. We've got New Year's. Impaired driving, revocations. So really, it used to be 5 DU, believe it or not, 5 DUI convictions. That goes to 4. But if you've been convicted of drunk driving 4 times, the state just has determined you should not be behind the wheel. I mean, once, twice, 3 times, 4 times, we got to have safe roads. So, you know, it's a commitment to protect people and prevent repeat high-risk offenses. So if you're going out, no one's saying you can't have fun, you can't enjoy yourself, either have a designated driver or have, you know, or utilize one of our ride sharing apps to get a ride. Do not drink and drive, because you could lose your license and it could be serious. You could hurt someone.
I always say, you know, 2025 is like the, I mean, we have, as you said, ride share. I mean, we have so many options that, I, you know, really you should have a plan in place before you even, you know, go out, because it's so easy to get a ride and not get behind the wheel and put yourself and other people at danger. But these point systems, Mickey, it's going to for some people who, you know, that it's one less speeding ticket to a suspended license.
Yeah, and you know what? This is what it's about, you know, is staying informed. I'm thankful that you have on, because with the Newport point system, this is essential for every driver, every person who has a license. I mean, you have to drive safe, responsibly. You have to protect your license. How about protecting your wallet? I mean, you know, if you, I hate to see it. People come in, unfortunately, and they make a mistake, and we all make mistakes in life. But these mistakes are costly, especially for your wallet. And in some instances, you know, no one was hurt. But, you know, risky behavior is going to cost you a lot of money going forward. So once again, pay attention when you're entering a work zone. Make sure that, you know, you have your seatbelt on. And look at distracted driving. It happens to everyone. You really have to pay attention and make sure, especially with the cold weather coming, the slippery roads, that if something happens, you could definitely, once again, be, it could lead to a license suspension or revocation. And you don't want that. We all know how important a license is to go to work, to pick up your kids, to go to the grocery store, to maybe help an elderly neighbor. Understanding the system will help you stay in compliance, be safe, and be informed.
Mickey, I got a question about the budget. You know, the obviously there's been a lot of talk about the budget the last few months. Your office submitted for jobs, and if I read correctly, were denied every job you asked for?
Yeah, we met with the budget office. Our office is very unique in county government. We are, as I want to quote, you know, one of the legislators, you know, we're the cash cow of Erie County. We just went before and we gave our discussion of where we're at. We're setting records this year, whether it's mortgage tax, our DMVs, obviously, we're number one in the state of New York for real ID compliancy at 62%. I mean, we're above all of our numbers. We're going to continue to have another surplus. So for us, it's important to have some of those part-time positions. We were able to keep many of them. Yes, some of the positions were cut. We weren't impacted as much as some of the other offices. However, we'll continue to do the job. We have good people working there. We've got hardworking staff. But, you know, it's interesting because when we get criticized, you know, we are the cash cow of Erie County. And that's to quote the legislature. And we really are doing our best. We're the front-facing office, whether it's the DMV, whether it's the courts, whether it's the pistol permit office. We're a revenue generator. We have a small business office. We are really the business office of Erie County. So if you're in the legal profession, you're out doing that. If you're buying a house, you're going to be working in our registrar's office. If you're registering a pistol permit or putting an amendment on, we're getting a payment for that. So once again, we continue to do well. We'll continue to do well. And look, we run the office like a business. You know, a couple jobs won't hurt us. A couple part-time jobs won't hurt us. And to be honest, it's tough to keep people with the amount of money that they're being paid, some of our part-time people, because they can go to a Tim Hortons and make $25 an hour or do a Starbucks. These jobs are complicated jobs. You're dealing with complicated documents. So we've got really good people, dedicated people. But we'll be fine, Joe. We'll weather the storm.
I've got to ask you this, and you had the issue with the Buffalo News taking over your office space or some of your office space, and now you've got this kind of slight in the budget. I mean, do you feel that they're picking on you?
You know, my father used to say, "God rest his soul, every knock is a boost." So, you know, for me, I've been in public office for quite some time. I'm very honored. I served at the local level, the state level, now at the county level. You need a steady hand on the wheel. And I am a steady person. We have gone through some really tough times and some good times. Right now we're going through a software conversion, which is, you know, the first county office to do this, to be proactive. We're going to be updating our software, our DMV computer system. We're working with New York State. Starting in 26, that will be updated. We're training our employees. All of our employees are getting additional training. So for me, yes. Do we want our office back adjacent to the conference room? Yes, and we're still working with the legislature on that. We'll continue to work with them. Hopefully they'll give us an answer in the next couple weeks. We can get that back. Because the media, is not utilizing it. If they're in there one day a week, it's a lot. I have seen some other reporters in there from the Buffalo News to utilize it. I was in there one day talking to a reporter. So, but what a waste. It's just sitting there. So we're going to continue to be positive, Joe. We're going to continue to do our best. They're going to try to knock us down. And, you know, in South Buffalo, it's not how many times you get knocked down. It's how many times you get up. So I enjoy being the Erie County clerk. It's a very difficult job. The politics of it in Erie County really isn't the best. But let me tell you, let's look at the results. And the results are, even the legislators had to say how well we're doing with our budget. I've never had a deficit. I've had 8 consecutive surpluses for Erie County. And as I stated, 4 months in a row, over $4 million. We're giving record money to the municipalities, to Erie County. So I'll continue to do my job to move forward. And I just remember when I learned to sail, from my sailing instructor, I thought I was a big shot because I was sailing in really calm waters. And one day we were out in a rough storm and he said, you know, when you become a sailor, when you sail in rough waters. So look at, we have some rough waters in Erie County. They're going to be facing some huge budget deficits. There's been mismanagement. The Erie County, they've overspent funds. They're buying things that they can't afford. I know I've talked to the legislators about this. There's going to be a rude awakening coming forward in next year's budget, but Erie County Clerk's Office will remain positive and move forward.
Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns. Mickey, always great talking with you, and we'll talk soon.
Go Bills, Joe.
Go Bills indeed. That is Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns. We'll be back after this on WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar.
It is Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thanks again to Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns for joining us today. If you missed any of that interview, you can find it on demand at WBEN.com and on the Odyssey app. A lot of stuff we're going to get to today. Mitch Nowakowski will join us at 2 o'clock to talk about the Buffalo budget, as well as his thoughts on the effects filling in the 33 could have on business in downtown, you know, in his district. So he'll be joining us after the 2 o'clock news. You know, there's been a lot of things in the news about money incentives for having children. And now I'm not so much talking about the savings account that the president is throwing out there. That's, you know, money that we put into an account and can't be touched until the kid until the child is 18. That's not really what I'm talking about here. That's not an incentive for the parents. That is money to be put away for the child. I do, however, have an issue with using money to incentivize people having children. If you remember, there was back in April. Now, you know, I agree with the president on 99% of things. So please do not start lighting up the text board what are you saying now about Trump? Here we go. That's not what I'm saying. And again, the Trump accounts, that's for the child once they turn 18. It's something that the money can build while they're a kid. Employers can add to. That's not so much what I'm talking about. I am talking about something that was thrown out in April, about $5,000. Here, this is from ABC News. Trump administration looking at $5,000 baby bonus to incentivize public to have more children. Now, it's no secret that people are having less kids, right? My wife and I were actually having this conversation because, you know, I'm happy with one. Let's just throw that out there. I like my son. I would, there we go. Family of three is fine for me. I should make a bumper sticker. But why are people having less kids? I think a lot of factors, right? I think, you know, 60% of Americans work a part-time job. I do think my generation, maybe I'll speak for myself. I'm more selfish. I'll admit it. I'm more selfish than my parents were when they were 37. I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I'm just trying to answer the question, why are people having less kids? But throwing money at people to have kids is definitely not the answer. And again, I applaud the president trying. I applaud the president on wanting to have to spike those numbers, right? You know, however, I don't think money is the answer because to have a kid, number one, it costs a lot more than $5,000, right? It costs a lot more than the write-off on your taxes. The average child between birth and 18 will cost you about $2,000 a month. So, I was going to make a joke there, didn't make it. So, about $2,000 a month, average of $23,000 in 2024, okay? Which means from birth to 18, the average family will spend just over $500,000 on each child. okay? The write-off you get on your taxes, a $5,000 bonus for having to... I think it's sending the wrong message. Because, yes, having a child costs money, as this is from SoFi, the average cost of raising a child. You know, and we're talking about daycare, food, housing, transportation, all of that stuff. But there's more than just money. So money is an issue. And what happens if you give a bonus, it's a one-time bonus for having a child. All right, in 2 months, that money's gone. Right? You're, what, 2.5, 3 years of buying diapers, baby food gets kind of expensive, unless you make your own. But, you know, it's expensive to have a kid. It's also costs a lot of time to be a parent. I'm not saying, and this is not Joe complaining about, oh, woe is me. It costs a lot of time. You could have all the money in the world. Well, I guess that's not true because you have all the money in the world and you just hire someone to watch your kid. But it costs time, you know? And if you say, hey, have a kid, here's money if you have a kid, it makes you, I think it makes some people who haven't had children yet think, well, money's the biggest obstacle. But it's not. Even Dave Ramsey would say, money's not the biggest obstacle. I mean, he has said, do not wait to have a child until you're out of debt. Dave Ramsey, of all people, has said that. That's not the biggest, in my opinion, that's not the biggest factor. Yeah, it's a lot of money. Yeah, if I had $2,000 extra dollars a month, I'd be in pretty good shape. But it's also a time commitment, you know? It's, hey, your plans could be broken because your child's sick or your child's being a pain in the you-know-what. I mean, those are all things. Extra money's not going to pay for that. Extra money's not going to give you your time back. So, like, if you're on the fence about having a child, don't say, well, the extra tax write-off and the baby bonus... I think that sends the wrong... Now, again, I'm not saying that we shouldn't put the message out there, you know, that, hey, look, if you want to continue to go on, people are going to have kids, and that is a reality. I just don't think throwing money at the situation, regardless... I mean, number one, the government doesn't have the kind of money to do this. But even if they said, you know, hey, we'll pay for the first 3 years of your child's expenses, I think that's still sending the wrong message. It's the wrong incentive to have kids. Because I'm on record as saying, I think there are people who probably aren't meant to, and this is going to sound harsh, there are people out there, you know, marriage just isn't their thing. Right? They're not meant to really be married. I don't know why. I think there are people out there that probably aren't meant to have kids. I love my son. I think I'm a good parent. But some could argue maybe I wasn't supposed to have kids. Right? I think there are people that just their personality, what they want to do, right? It is, again, this is not a Joe Beamer complaint session, but it is difficult to go from a life where you can get home from work and take a 3-hour nap, or you can sleep in if you don't have to be at work on time. It's difficult to go from that to you have to get, you know, oh, your kid's up. It's your turn to get up at 6 in the morning, right? Or, he won't go to sleep. I guess my night plans are ruined. I mean, that's, and again, $5,000 isn't going to change that. Can't just throw money at that situation. You don't have your night back all of a sudden. Those are the realities. And I think people need to be... This is another thing. I've wanted to find a way to talk about this, and I'm glad I have. This is another thing. I think people need to be more honest when someone's having a child. I think we need more honesty. Again, I'm not saying that we don't need to boost those numbers up, but we need a little more honesty. You know, when you hear, oh, you should have kids. Oh, it's the... the most precious thing. It's great. It's roses and butterflies and rainbows. And it's not. Like, I'm sorry. I hope I don't lose my fan base. It's not. It's really freaking difficult. That's a reality. That's the truth. Again, I love my son. I love the time we spend together. I love now that he actually likes watching football. But it's tough. It is tough in those first few years, those first few months. You're sleep deprived. The people who keep telling me, Joe, you shouldn't be drinking those energy drinks. I don't know what the heck I would have done the first 6 months he was around. You know, I think we need to be a little more honest. Hey, we're thinking about having children. Okay, here's the reality. Yes, it is beautiful and it's great. And, you know, my son now, he's starting to say, you know, I love you to me and my wife. And that's amazing. And it fills your heart with joy. And but there's also the, you know, 2 nights ago when he didn't go to bed till 11 o'clock at night. Like, that's something that people who are contemplating having kids, yes, there's a lot of beauty. There's a lot of great. There's more great than bad. But let's not BS new parents into thinking that, you know, oh, well, the worst thing is if, you know, you don't get the diaper on in time. That's not the worst thing. Okay? It is difficult. And, like, I get why people wouldn't want to have kids. I think it's a little selfish, but I would get, and like I said, I think there are people who just aren't meant to have kids. Their personality, they're go, go, go all the time. And that's fine. Like I said, there would probably be people who argue that I would fit in that camp. But I think we've got to be honest and we've got to send a clear message. Number one, don't have kids just to get the tax write-off or to get a bonus if that was ever a thing. And again, it's one of the very few things I've ever disagreed with the president on. But we should not be using money as an incentive for people to have kids. It sends the wrong message. Money is a thing. Yeah, you need $2,000 a month until they're 18. But my gosh, it's a lot more than that. It's a lot more than that. It takes a lot of patience. Maybe that's something else my generation's lacking. But we have to send a clear message, and I think we have to be honest. I really do. I think, you know, hey, you're about to have kids. It is going to be great. Like it's going to be. The older they get, the more fun life is. But you got to be prepared. You can't press fast forward. All right, I know Kenny Chesney was living in fast forward. Now he's trying to rewind real slow. You can't fast forward the first few years. You can't. And people just, you got to be more prepared for it. I mean, that's like me telling somebody, winters in Buffalo, you'll be fine. You can go 55 down the 290 the entire, there's no pain. The cold, oh my gosh, you just need a jacket. You saw the Bills movie on Hallmark. And then like someone actually has to live through a Buffalo winter. Like, they're not prepared. Yeah, Buffalo summers are amazing. Buffalo summers are the best. But you got to get through the winter, and you want to be honest with people if they're considering moving to Buffalo. Is that a fair comparison? I don't know. Al in Angola. Hey, Al.
Hey, Joe. I just think you're pressing the money issue too much, man. Having kids, we never worried about the money. It was tough. I remember going to the store once with rolled pennies to get diapers. And yeah, it's a struggle, but man, every single minute is worth it. And
well, Al, I'm not pushing the money. I'm saying I think incentivizing people having kids by offering money is the wrong message, is what I'm saying.
Oh, totally.
Yeah,
I agree with you totally. I mean, parents already get astronomical tax breaks, and we enjoyed them tax breaks when me and the old lady had our three little ones. And man, there's already so many benefits for young parents. And I am having a kick right now. My daughter just had a baby, you know, about a week ago, and it's a struggle, and I'm trying to help a little bit, but money, is nothing compared to that little life in front of you, man. And I don't want to hear you talk about it being a burden. It's never a burden.
Not a burden. No. I think with the proposed, and again, I know this was back in April, but this proposed $5,000 baby bonus, I think it sends the wrong message that money's the only thing. There are things, and Al, I mean, you know, your daughter's lucky to have you. I was very lucky to have my parents and my in-laws around to help us, you know, through especially the first year of having a kid. You're right. The payoff is great. I'll be the first to say the payoff is great, and you know, don't get me wrong. I love my son. But I think we just have to be honest about the struggles, and money's the least of a lot of the struggles of those first few years after the child's born.
Hey, Joe, the one thing you were thinking about just having one child, take a step back and think about it. Did you have any brothers and sisters?
I did have a sister, yes. I do have a sister.
You love her dearly, and as growing up, man, my siblings were support. I was the oldest, but it was just great having a brother or a sister. So have it, another one.
You're
have
right, Al. It is great having a sibling, and I appreciate the call. I can't disagree with anything you said, Al. And I'd love to know if my wife paid Al to call into the show. We'll never know. 803-0930. Please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I love my son to death. You know, we have fun now. We run around. My wife doesn't like this because we throw the like this little basketball against the wall, and we use one of the laundry bins as a hoop. But he gets a kick out of it, and we do this. We run from the kitchen into the TV room, shoot the ball, and then run back. I love it because, you know, it gets him moving, and, you know, at a young age, hopefully running, he'll want to run like me, which would be awesome. We can run the turkey trot together. And it gets me a little extra workout. I love it. Don't get me wrong. All I'm saying is I think parents or people who have a child, should, again, yes, talk about all the great, like Al did. Talk about all the great. Talk about all the positives. I think you should also, right? I think you should also mention, I'm not going to say the negatives. There's no negative. But mention that the first few years, it's a hassle to get through. I am not an emotional person, right? There are things that make me emotional, and I've been known to have a good cry. But let me tell you, I'm not going to say this part. Never mind. When we come back, I'm not going to say what I was about to say. I'm honest. I'm not going to be overly honest on this show. When we come back, Mitch Nowakowski, Buffalo Common Council member, will join us to talk about the Buffalo City budget, some comments he made on Channel 7, as well as his thoughts on what filling in the 33 would mean, not just for the city of Buffalo, but for downtown Buffalo and downtown businesses. That is after the news with Tom Puckett on News Radio 930 WBEN. You ever look for more proof that your phone is listening to you? During the last break, the 1:30 break, Tanner and I were talking about country music, Christmas country music, right? And it was just a quick discussion. You know, there was really nothing to it. And I just was going through my notifications because I don't go through them when I'm on the air because I'm talking with you fine people. But I had a notification for country Christmas hits. Like, popped up within minutes of Tanner and I talking and saying something about a country Christmas playlist. Again, just if you need more evidence that your phone is always listening to you, just be careful. And, I mean, I know my phone's listening to me, my TV's listening to me, my car's listening to me. We have a smart speaker in our bathrooms at home. Those are listening to me. You know, I can't get away from it, but I've got nothing to hide. I mean, come on. We are joined by Buffalo Common Council member in the Fillmore District, Mitch Nowakowski. Mitch, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Beamer.
Now, let's start in the city of Buffalo. Well, obviously, in the city of Buffalo. You were on Channel 7 talking with Ed Dranch about, you know, the shortfalls of the city budget. And we're talking about some mistruths from the city government. What did you mean?
Well, thanks for having me on. And yes, so I had sat down with Ed Dredge to talk about various things going on in the city of Buffalo, but we ultimately talked about the deficit and the taxes. And, you know, it was a colorful edit that I want to make sure that I expound on because it is a very large topic. And what I meant was that the city of Buffalo did not explain that where our tax rate is and where it is to pay for services. And so right now, not to get very granular, but I want to break it down. So right now, if you're a city resident like myself, there's the homestead rate and then there's the non-homestead tax rate. And so if you are a resident and you're paying the homestead rate, you're paying $6.52 per assessed thousand. And so I saw some figures that say that the average cost of a home in the city of Buffalo is $209,000. So for a roughly a $200,000 house at $6.52 per one assessed thousand, the city taxpayer is paying about $1,300 a year in taxes. Now, we as a city, we don't get a school tax that's levied to us like the suburban areas where, you know, if you're living in a suburb, you get your town tax mailed to you and then you get your separate school tax. We don't have that here. So for somebody that's making or lives in a house that's $200,000, they're paying $1,300 a year. But we split that. Part goes to the city and then part goes to the Buffalo Public Schools. And so, you know, we have a tax rate that's very low. And that's the only thing that the city of Buffalo can control when it comes to revenue. And, you know, we live in a city that we have urban economics. We have we represent a municipality that has rich and poor folks and everybody in between. We have renters, we have homeowners, we have businesses. So urban economics is really complex. And so what I was stating is that, you know, for a long time, especially since I joined the council, which I think that I made a public statement the first time or first month I was in office, was that, look, we're going to face a collision. Our revenues aren't matching our expenses. Our expenses are going up. And the way that we meet this or that we fill these holes in are either through other people's money, is either through our savings account, which is now depleted, which is the American Rescue Plan, or these one-shot revenues. And it still leaves us at a structural deficit. And so when people are running for office and they say, you know, we can't raise taxes, we can't do this, we can't do that, but then magically think that our books are going to be, you know, leveled and squared off, it's not the truth. And so, you know, when we have these revenues in our budget that are very turbulent, like we don't know precisely exactly how much we're going to get in parking fines and fees. We don't know how much we're going to get in a tribal compact because it's not settled yet. Sales tax dips in and out. Occupancy tax is new that was started late. Our state aid, which we get the most amount of state aid in the state per the city, has said get your books straight and figure out your tax rate because it's the lowest in the state of New York. And get your house in order before you ask us for more of a bailout. So, you know, Mayor-elect Sean Ryan has a tough task ahead of him to balance these city books so that we can meet the services that the residents deserve and demand, and ones that are even more invested in and that are even better. And so what I was basically stating in that reel was that, you know, we said that we could provide these services for this tax rate, and that's just not – that's not being, you know, truthful or forthcoming when we have to provide services and people pay taxes to see services in their neighborhood.
So what you're saying is, regardless of what the mayor-elect's plan is to get to take care of the current deficit, the budget that is being operated by the city of Buffalo is working at a deficit and will be right back in this place at the end of next year.
But yes, because due to those revenues. So yes, there's the parking ramp authority, which will give a large infusion of cash to help fix budget holes. But you have to look at the operating budget that exists in present time and then in the future. And so if you get these, you know, rely on this infusion of cash, that'll get us out of a deficit or a deficit in one operating year, that structural deficit is still going to exist. So that infusion of cash from the parking authority will help almost wean, should be, if we're planning this right, wean us off of one-shot revenues so that we can get higher state aid, so that we can get better occupancy tax and get those numbers in. So cannabis dollars do come into the city at the rate that we budgeted for, and that we also ultimately fix our tax rate, because I'm assuming that Senator Ryan's colleagues are going to state, well, okay, Mayor-elect, you're our old colleague here, but, you know, Albany, Syracuse, Rochester, all of our constituents, you know, pay this type of tax rate, which is significantly more. Why aren't you fixing your tax rate to be more fair when it is, you know, in order to pay for your services, than ask us for more money? So the state's going to ask the city of Buffalo to, you know, restructure our tax rate and ultimately our books, so that they're transparent and realistic before they come in to give us a soft landing. And a lot of this takes planning and preparation and transparency. But that was not Acting Mayor Chris Ganlon's policy. The previous mayor, you know, Byron Brown's administration had said, well, I'm going to keep taxes very low and super competitive so people come into our city and invest in it. And so that sounds good in theory, but the fact is that it kept our tax rate so low that it did not grow the levy at all. And when you don't raise taxes for 16 years, they don't have a compounding effect. And then ultimately residents are faced with tougher tax hikes to make up for that. And responsible budgeting and responsible fiscal behavior is that you raise taxes 1%, or you raise it 2%. You raise it very nominally, you know, throughout a duration of time to get a healthy, you know, tax rate, and that you don't have to pay for it down the road.
So to your constituents listening, Mitch, I mean, what kind of shock might homeowners in the city of Buffalo be faced with when, you know, when this finally is resolved and the city of Buffalo has to stop working at a deficit?
So that's a good question, in the sense that, you know, there's always going to be numbers on a piece of paper where people say, well, to get this fixed on paper and to fix this structurally, it's this. And then you're going to see, you know, council members like myself to say that, wait, that's not feasible. The residents and constituents I represent, they can't swing that right now. They haven't planned for that. So then that's a different rate, you know, that people will talk about. But ultimately, when, you know, if in percentages are really tough. So if someone says, well, we're going to raise your taxes 15%, you have to see necessarily what that actually means, you know, per assessed value. So it's really comes down to, what does that mean per month, per person, per household? So maybe a $200,000 assessed house sees an increase in their taxes for $10 a month and $100 a year. That could probably be in the range of the higher percent of 7 or 8%. So I think that when it's to be salacious, and, you know, people want to report, they say, oh my gosh, you know, they're proposing 5% or 6% or 7%. The real meat and potatoes is, well, what does that mean per month, per year, per household? And so I don't see where anyone could say we're going to fix, you know, well over a decade of mistakes overnight, or that there's a silver bullet to this solution. It's making sure that we're holding our line on expenses while increasing revenues, while finding and streamlining services for cost-benefit analysis, and doing it all together to then have a city budget that's realistic, that's transparent, that's at a rate where it performs to provide the services that Buffalonians deserve.
So if I'm hearing you right, you're saying for the next few years, the city of Buffalo will have to continue to work at some sort of a deficit as we ease into where we should be?
Structurally, yes. I see that it's going to be to fix this issue that we have at hand when it comes to our operating budget. It's probably going to be 3-4 years where we structurally have to have a plan that brings all of these numbers in alignment, and that we have a budget that's in alignment with resources coming in and services being provided out.
Now, Mitch, you're the finance chair, and in our discussions, our discussions usually always come back to the finance and to the fiscal standing of the city of Buffalo. When looking at how things are today, do you see anywhere where there's a possible ways to cut factions of the government, not services, but make cuts within the government that would lessen that tax hike up that future tax hike?
I think that there's always room where you can examine your budget and then examine your priorities and see where you can find savings. And, you know, I think that the first thing that you do is, you know, my friend, former council member Ulysses Wingo always would tease me when I was a freshman on the council and said, you know, make sure you bring a scalpel and not a sledgehammer to everything. And I think that he's right. And I think that, you know, when it comes to examining what we have now, there needs to be a scalpel and a measured approach of where can we find cost savings? Where can we realign some of these services? Where can we find efficiencies? And then where can we freeze so that we have all these external factors like the tribal compact that's not negotiated yet, our sales tax that sometimes goes up and down, occupancy tax that's, you know, that was started late, state aid that's remained flat, you know, and these other revenues that we're trying to figure out, you know, to realign our budget.
I'm not asking you to call anyone out. I'm not asking you to call anyone out. But, you know, with this in mind and the new administration coming in, I mean, is the council in agreement with you that these steps need to be taken?
I think that they are. I think that, you know, we're elected to make tough decisions. And I think that it's, you know, it's really, you know, and that's why I try to really, and I not to get too wonky on your show, but I want people, knowledge is power, and for people to know what this means in real time, and that, you know, it's easy for a politician to get in front of a microphone and stand behind a podium and say, I'm holding the line on this. Well, my response is always at the expense of what? Because wages have to go up, the cost of materials go up, construction goes up. And when you're a local municipality, you know, I have residents that demand the city services of, please invest in my park. I need lighting. I need infrastructure. I need sidewalks. I need my road repair. I'd really like great snow plowing service. And I need police and fire to be here within a very, time that is enhances public safety. So we have to provide all of those services and all those variables. And then we have oftentimes fixed income to be able to pay for those services. So I do think that the council and the council members are in agreement. I think that the way we look at, you know, we look at the diamond is, you know, there's always a ton of sides, but it's ultimately that we reach a conclusion. And one thing I want the folks to know is where the council comes in when it comes to budgets is we have a very mayorally heavy budget. So the mayor proposes and the council disposes. So the council can amend a budget, but if the council was to ceremoniously all put their thumbs down and vote no, that no vote means that the mayor's budget presented stands as is, so that we don't have government shutdowns here in our localities. You know, we have to be operating municipal services, and just because the legislature is to vote no doesn't mean that we don't have a budget intact to keep our city operating. So that just means that no council amendments or agreements or negotiations made it into the city budget. And that's where I have a staunch view that that's where the council should be using its bully pulpit and its negotiating measures to amend the budget so that it's fair and equitable and that it reflects all 9 councilmatic districts and that it's healthy so that we can operate in a very structured fashion.
And something we'll definitely keep following up with you, Councilmember Mitch Nowakowski. Before we let you go, the last 2 shows, we talked about the public outreach that happened in the city of Buffalo on the 33, the first of many in this second first step of the reimagining the Kensington Expressway. Now, again, I know it's a state project, but, you know, the 33 leads right into your district, downtown businesses. You know, a lot of people come from Amherst, Cheektowaga, and the northern suburbs down the 33. Let's say the fill-in option is the one that's chosen. A lot of people around the 33 want to see the fill-in option. What would the effects of that be on downtown Buffalo?
I think that you know, I'm very thrilled to see that the Department of Transportation is going back out and doing public engagement. And, you know, I have my two colleagues, Councilwoman Sonetta Everhart and Council Majority Leader and Councilwoman Leah Halton Pope, who have constituents who have worked on this for 30 years in a community group. And now it's in, you know, the vocabulary and in the purview of the Department of Transportation, who's engaging the public, because the previous proposal landed in court and basically is moot. So I want to make sure that, number one, that the public is heard, that it reflects the desire of the majority, and that it also gets the funding that the previous project had gotten. And, you know, when Beamer, when we're talking about the city, you know, cars really in the early times, they detracted from our urban footprint in our core, and we had a big thoroughfare, you know, for commuters go right through a neighborhood. And so to correct those mistakes is important for good urbanism. It's good for the quality of life. It's good for the design of our city. It's good for the homeowners that live on Humboldt Parkway. So if that's the option, I think that we really need to make sure that, you know, we're doing right and we're doing justice in correcting this generational and past generational mistake. But ultimately, I believe that it'll enhance the city of Buffalo. And yes, it may, you know, it'll reroute traffic. But now with, you know, with technology out there, like a synchronized lighting system and making sure that, you know, we have traffic patterns that can commute people in and out of the city, I think is achievable. And it's been done in areas before. And, you know, I say all the time, you know, Buffalo deserves nice things and our residents deserve the best. And we should be able to have a very thoughtful and well-executed plan for the Department of Transportation when it comes to redeveloping this.
I was going to say, I mean, do you believe before anything happens, say again, that is what's selected, that the DOT should have a plan released to all of us about what to do with 75,000 cars a day if the 33 is removed?
Yeah, they should show where it is, where, you know, where would it be rerouted. And, you know, they can break that down to, you know, and quantify that data of, you know, where do traffic patterns go? Do people go use more side streets? Are they more likely to use alternate routes? Can the proposed plan of filling it in and then repurposing the traffic pattern have minimal to low impact? With the proper analysis and planning, I think that we could have that data so that an informed decision is made.
Buffalo Common Council member in the Fillmore District, Mitch Nowakowski. Mitch, always great talking with you, and we'll talk soon, my friend.
Thanks, Beamer.
That is Mitch Nowakowski, Buffalo Common Council member, and I am Joe Beamer, and I'll be back after this on WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
Joe Beamer, final segment here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thanks again to Mickey Kearns, Erie County Clerk, and Mitch Nowakowski, Buffalo Common Council member. If you missed any of those interviews, you can find them on demand at WBEN.com and on the Odyssey app. But obviously, wait till later. You don't want to miss, I hope you don't want to miss the end of this show. You don't want to miss Tom. You don't want to miss Puckett. No offense to Will Kane, but maybe later on, if you want to check anything out on demand, you can always do so on the Odyssey app. And don't forget to follow your favorite WBEN shows under the podcast tab on the Odyssey app. Search David Bellavia, Tom Bowerly, Joe Beamer, A New Morning, and press the follow button in the top right corner of the app. It'll get you the podcast downloaded right to your phone, and it makes us look good. So it's a win-win situation, I think. Now, at one in the 1:30 segment, I said something, and I think there are people out there that misunderstood what I was saying. So I'm going to reopen the phone lines on this at 803-0930-*930. I was talking about this proposed incentive. This was back in April when You know, I don't think I have to tell people who listen to me regularly, I don't usually disagree with the president. I do disagree with this idea of using money as an incentive to have children. And someone on the text board said it's an incentive not meant to pay you to raise your kid. Yeah, but I think it's sending the wrong message. And I think there are people who look at that and say, oh, $5,000. If I have a kid, not realizing it's going to take a lot more than $5,000, it's, you know, around $2,000 a month to raise a child. So my point was, if you're just joining the show, I realize that the birth rate is down in America. I don't think financial incentives are the route to go to encourage people to have more kids. I think it also sends the wrong message. In saying that, I said, I also think people should be more honest with those who are thinking about having a child. Nowhere in there did I say I regret having my son or that my I said numerous times, I love my son and I have a lot of fun. You know, he's at a fun age now where he likes to talk. He's also, it's a terrible two, so he's also a pain in the you know what. But no, there are no regrets. All I'm saying is I do wish, you know, there was a warning for those that are about to have kids where, you know, yes, you know, it's a great joy to have a child. And, you know, Al joined us in the 1:30 segment and talked about his daughter's now having a kid and the joy that brings. And, you know, I said we were very fortunate to have my parents and my in-laws help us when my son was, you know, first born. But it's a lot of work and it takes a lot of patience. And yes, it is a kick in the butt when you go from napping whenever you want to, right? I'm a high energy guy, but my gosh, I used to take a 1 in the afternoon nap in college. I used to take a 1 in the afternoon nap when I worked the morning show here. You know, when you don't have that anymore and you're getting, you know, a rude wake up call at midnight, 1, 2, by the way, that happens for a while. That's still happening, right? That's something you have to be prepared for. And no one wants to throw in the benefits outweigh. Yes, yes. But let's not fill people with BS. It is more than roses and rainbows and butterflies and unicorns. There is a difficult aspect to having kids. And I think people would appreciate honesty. Now, I would never go out there and say don't have kids. Again, I do believe there are people who their personalities probably aren't best for being a parent. Again, a lot of people would say I probably fit into that. So I'm not trying to be offensive to anyone. All I'm saying is, number one, let's not use money to encourage people to have more kids. That's going to end in disaster. Because just think of it. If you're having a child because you want the $5,000, it's really going to kick you when you have to spend $2,000 a month until the child's 18. But also, yes, we should be excited. But, you know, this happened. I shouldn't tell this story on the air. Hopefully my wife had an important meeting. She's not listening. We were out with people we know, and they told us some exciting news and all that. And people didn't like the way I reacted. Can I say that much? People didn't like the way I reacted. Now, I'm happy for our friends, right? I was just being honest. I said, hey, congratulations. It's awesome, you know, to have a human that loves you, right? Like I said, it's awesome to hear my son say, love you, Dad. Oh, my gosh, that's great. It's a joy. I also said, it's not easy. My lacrosse coach, when I told my lacrosse coach that I wanted to play lacrosse and not be the PA announcer anymore, he said to me, the sun doesn't come up every day. There will be days the sun doesn't come up, right? There are days where you're not going to get any sleep when you have a child. There are days where you're sick and you also have to take care of your child while you're sick. I'm not complaining. I don't regret being a parent. I love being a parent. There's no complaining here. These are realities. And when you have a generation that struggles to have face-to-face conversation, when you have, you're in a time when people don't want to pick up the phone because they don't want to have a verbal conversation, so they're going to text, what did you need? Right? When you have a generation of people, let's say it's the rot generation. I mean, what's the trend called now, Tanner, where people just, what do they call it when you just sit on the couch all day? Something rot? Did I hear this right?
Bed rot.
Okay. I think it needs to be communicated that when you have a child, you don't have a set bedtime. You don't have a set wake up time. That's all I'm saying. It's reality, right? I love my job here at WBEN. I love it. Guess what? There are days where I just have an awful show. Let's be honest. There are days when there are days when I just, yeah, you know, I go, I don't know if I can do this anymore. Okay? But I love my job. Just like I love my son. I love being a parent. But there are days where you're going to have to use every bit of patience you have. There are days where it's going to be tougher than tough. And if we don't tell people that, if we're not honest with people when they're thinking about having a child, I just don't think that's fair to them. And I don't think it's fair to say, hey, here's a reason to have a child, $5,000. Again, I think it sends the wrong message. But so many people on the text board were saying, Joe, I didn't know you. There is nothing but joy when talking about my son. All right? There's not. I love him. I love him, and I don't regret having him. And by the way, I don't regret the tough days. I don't. Right? Because, I mean, you know, it's a little easier now. I don't regret those tough days. Again, I wish I had had the warning, but maybe I don't. But I don't regret those. I don't blame him for those. You know, it's all part of having a child. Again, I just think that information should be communicated. And we should be completely honest. Like, yeah, this is, it's a beautiful thing, right? And by the way, we need to have kids if we want to continue to have a country. Yes. However, you should be fully prepared at what the next 18 years is going to look like, especially the first few years after birth. That's all. I don't know why so many people got upset with me for saying that. I don't know. Am I missing? If I'm missing something, please call in and tell me. I thought what I said was poetic and could be, you know, could be used in the new book that's coming out, Having Babies for Dummies. Remember those series? 803-0930, star 930. If anyone, someone said on the text board, on the text board, Joe, it said when you have a baby, life as you know it is over. Well, I'm very fortunate that it's not. I love my life. I love my life right now. I mean, there's a football game I wish I was going to tomorrow. But beside that, I love my life right now. Okay? Oh, another person says, Joe, and this is what I'm talking about. This, a warning like this. Joe, I found threes were way worse than twos. My daughter didn't sleep through the night until age 5. But see, the texter's doing a beautiful thing. This is what we call a warning. This is what we need more of. Someone says, Joe, stop whining. I'm not whining, guys. This is not me whining. I'm just trying to be honest. But another person says, and again, and this breaks my heart because I'm not trying to be negative. I'm trying to be honest about the first few years. But yes, it's completely worth it. And this person says, Joe, I'm struggling to get pregnant. I hope that changes your tune. I'd take sleepless nights. Yes, of course. I'm not trying to sound negative, you know. And texture, I hope you can get pregnant, and I hope you can have those sleepless nights. I get that. I am not being negative. I'm just trying to. All I'm asking is that people be honest. Like this texture, this is beautiful. Threes were way worse than twos. That's the warning we're all looking for. Paul's in Buffalo. Paul, your thoughts?
Yeah, Joe, you said nothing that should have been misconstrued. I took everything as a positive note. Great job. Great job. Great show today.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Paul in Buffalo. It's just, I agree the birth rate is on a trajectory that's not great for the for America, right? And, you know, like I said, I think a lot of factors play into that. You know, I go back to videos in the 70s. There's a video, I've talked about this before, of a cashier cashing someone out, right? It's in the 70s. And the guy has a cart full of stuff. and he hands the cashier a 20. And he goes, so you 20, so I need to make change. Your total was $15 for a cart full of stuff. Okay? We just got out of an administration that was nothing but inflation. You know, things cost a lot more than they used to. Most families are two-parent working families. There's a lot, I'm not going to say obstacles, there's a lot more things to consider than in the 60s and 70s, or even the 50s, 60s, and 70s. I think that plays into it as well. All I'm saying is, I think the money incentive sends the wrong signal, sends the wrong message to would-be parents. And on top of that, I was building, on top of that, I was saying that we just have to be honest with people who, you know, are talking about having kids. But yeah, I think a lot of factors play into that. Selfish. I know I'm very selfish. I know that. That's not right. It's something I'm working on, right? I do think I have pretty good patience. And I think my wife would even agree with me. I have pretty good patience. And it's definitely something you need to be a parent. But times are changing. I mean, times have changed. I mean, again, it's not, you're not walking out of the store with a full grocery cart for less than $20. Hell, you're not walking out of the grocery store with a full grocery cart for less than $100. So I think that needs to be factored in too. And, you know, the last 4 years did not help that at all. So I hope that calms people. Again, was not being negative, because, you know, at the end of the day, it's a beautiful thing to watch a human grow right before your eyes. You just got to be prepared for, you know, those baby and toddler years. Tom Bowerly has a program up next. Tom, how you doing on this Thursday?
So how come you say baby and toddler and your first thought is to go to me?
Well, the clock. That's
I was going to say, that was an interesting segue. I think there might be an implicit message there.
Well, I was thinking of a segue. I was like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, I think you did it. Oh, yes, you did. Oh, no, you didn't. But anyway, yeah, Joe, great show. And, you know, coming up after 3 o'clock, I promised a guy from Forestville who called late yesterday, and he had a lot of points to make, that I would put him on the air after 3 o'clock if he called in. So if dude calls in, we'll put him on the air. We'll continue our little discussion about socialism. And boy, was that a big hit yesterday. Holy cow. It was huge.
Yeah, for for sure.
But after that, the death with dignity thing in New York State. We want to talk about that. I know there's some protests. Don't think there are going to be any protests tonight, because it's going to be like 9 degrees is the overnight low. The code blue is in effect, as you well know. And the whole death with dignity thing, I'm going to be a little bit unusual. I'm going to break out of the mold today. Actually, the states, there are like 12 states in the United States which have versions of death with dignity. Most of those are blue states. The one exception I can see is Montana, which is a reliably Republican state. But most of them are blue states. And we will, pardon me. It's an interesting subject that comes up from time to time, and I will simply say this. Sometimes I think we're kinder to our animals in distress than we are to our human beings in distress.
Yeah, for me, it's one of those things where you never want to watch someone die, and you know, I think we're all at an age where we've seen it with our own eyes. But knowing New York State, it's just they let things go to where it gets ridiculous. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, we let some things go too far or be too free, and there's no such thing as too much freedom. This is just one of those things where I'm uneasy with New York State being the one making the decisions.
Well, it will fundamentally, it'll be, well, doctors licensed by New York State. There's going to be the primary physician, the consulting physician. There are a number of legal criteria that need to be met. But I don't know how easy it's going to be for people, even if the legislation is signed by the governess of New York State, the lame brain Kathy Hochul, who is very unpopular in Hamburg, by the way, where she grew up. I'm sorry, did she grow up in the tough streets of Lackawanna riding with the Hells Angels? I can't keep track of her backgrounds. But anyway, it's going to be something we talk about after 3 o'clock today. And also, you know, cardboard. I think we got to talk a little bit about cardboard, Joe, because with I think it started during the pandemic, but then with Amazon being so in your face, and some people get Amazon deliveries 2-3 times a day. Have you ever seen this much cardboard in your life?
No. I mean, you could fill my garage with the cardboard that was on my neighborhood just yesterday. I mean, the Amazon guy, Tom, he parks at the end of the street, just leaves a truck there like the mailman because he's going to every house.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, hey, look, I mean, I've said this before, but here's a fun fact, Joe. My wife has actually ordered each and every item available on Amazon. There is nothing she has not ordered. True story. Everything. She's ordered each and every item on. I'm convinced of it because every day there's like 18 deliveries per minute at the Bowerly household. We may get into cardboard a little bit and a few other things as well along the way.
Looking forward to it. Tom, just the last thing. Can you believe Darius Slay didn't want to come to Buffalo? Come on.
Well, you know, I think what's going on with Darius Slay is I think he's going through a little bit of a midlife crisis or end of career crisis. And I cannot blame a man. It's not that he doesn't want to come to Buffalo per se. He doesn't know if he wants to play the game anymore. Yeah. He said some nice things about the Buffalo Bills organization, and the dude is, what, 33, 34 years old, somewhere in there. And you know what? If he needs to take a couple of days, let's put it this way. If he doesn't want to play and he doesn't want to be in Buffalo, then I'd rather not have him. But if he does want to play, and that is the decision he makes, at least if he does come to Buffalo and he decides he does want to play, that he will at least have given it thought.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think of it that way. If he just takes a few days and, you know, maybe he watches the Bills since the game and goes, hey, you know what? I would like to play and I'd like to be part of that team. I hope that's the decision he comes to.
Well, I did not take that as a diss on Buffalo. And let's not forget, there's a legendary now Buffalonian who also didn't want to come to Buffalo way back when. And his name was Jim Kelly.
That's right. He went and played in the USFL till it folded.
Yeah, and even after it folded, he didn't want to come to Buffalo. And then he threw the first pass in Buffalo, I think, to one of the guys from Channel 7. Channel 7's Eyewitness News.
And now he's throwing passes to Hallmark movie actors.
Oh, did you have to mention that abomination again? Good Lord.
You got it. It's your fault. You got it in my head when you said it's going to be 9 degrees, and all I can think of is it was supposed to be 9 degrees in that movie, and they're wearing hoodies with their jacket opened.
Interesting. It was supposed to be 9 degrees, and I'm pretty sure the screenwriter had an IQ of 9, so it all works out well.
Everything equals 9. Hey, Tom, looking forward to the show.
Number nine.
Tom Bowerly is up next after the news with Tom Puckett. Thanks again to Mickey Kearns and Mitch Nowakowski for updating us on county and city things. We'll be back here tomorrow at 1 o'clock to get your weekend started right. Tom Bowerly up next after the news with Tom Puckett.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.